Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I thought Debbie was ending her show at 10. She's ending her show at 10:30. So I'm here twiddling my thumbs on my own. That's fine. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'll wait for folks to show up later if they want to. If not, it's all good in the hood, as it were. Anywho, shouts out to everybody who came out last night. I had a blast hanging out with everybody on air. That was so fucking radical. Oh, man. What the hell? Hey, little guy. What's going on? Hey, little dude. He's cute. So it's Vince in the Bay hanging out for another, oh, I don't know, 2 hours, I guess. I'm going to take a little break here and then get to your calls in a second. I'm going to take a smoke break here. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play an oldie but a goodie. This is me reviewing this new Snoop Dogg record. Here, check this out. In case you missed it, there's a new Snoop Dogg record that's out, and I reviewed it, and here it is.
It's time for a music review with Vince in the Bay. Tonight's music review, Snoop Dogg.
I like them girls from Ladera Heights, or them girls on heels. I take a trip up the world on wheels and get in a fight, make it back to my ride. Pop shots at some truckers disrespecting the sign. My big homie, my cousin, schoolyard bozo.
That's Snoop Dogg off his new one that just dropped Tuesday. It's called Dogumentary. And I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to be reviewing documentary now. So sit back, relax. If you haven't heard Snoop Dogg's new one, we're going to take a deep dive into it right now for you, kids. And the track you just heard there was The Way Life Used to Be off of Snoop Dogg's latest documentary.
But it never stopped my rhyme. In fact, I got better. Clutching on Berettas, blowing that sticky, turning to weather.
Even with the reflection of 10 gold and platinum albums twinkling in his eyes, Snoop Dogg stays focused. His 11th studio album, Dogumentary, sees Snoop invite up-and-coming talent like The Cataracts, Marty James, Pilot, and Wiz Khalifa. Snoop has also attracted big-timers such as Bootsy Collins, R. Kelly, T-Pain, Kanye West, and John Legend. Snoop has also brokered unexpected summits with country superstar Willie Nelson on the track Superman, and he's also teamed up with Animated Misfits Gorillaz for the track Something Like This Night. Dogumentary follows Snoop from all angles, solidifying his role as Alpha Dog.
And I'm slipping away into a zone where these hoes on my dog bone. A dog whistle and they download my ringtone.
So the first track is Toys in the Hood featuring Bootsy Collins.
We just having fun and nobody gets shy. Now, where's my meeting lady? Now we move.
Yikes. That sounds terrible. What the fuck? That's how they start the record off, too. I love Bootsy, I love Snoop, but that sounded like crap. All right, 0 for 1 so far. One down, 22 to go. Oh, that's right. No, 21 to go. There's 21 tracks on this Dogumentary so far. Crap sandwich. It's 0 for 1 as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's try another one here. This is actually, you know what, it's 1 for 2, because the second track is The Way Life Used to Be, which is this track right here, which features nobody. It's like one of the few tracks on this record that features, it's Snoop Dogg featuring Snoop Dogg.
OG, my nigga, for real though, straight up off the east side, top of the hill, y'all. I'm looking at the overview, thinking about 86, damn, I was overdue. Walking in the hood, making mixtapes, trying to walk about the hood. While
oh, yeah.
Talking up the hood, nigga, talk about the hood that I came from.
That's right.
Me, that's real crip crazy. Why do oops and daisy?
Now, see, this is the kind of Snoop, this is the Snoop that I remember. This sounds like Snoop Dogg to me.
Don't you forget that. Get it till you get back. Hit that kick back.
Yeah.
Flies run away. Reminisce about the things that my grandma.
See, that's fucking Snoop Dogg as far as I'm concerned. That's a winner. So 1 for 1 Snoop Dogg so far. All right, let's try the next track. This is My Own Way featuring Mr. Porter, whoever the fuck that is.
Stay away.
That's cool. That's a good one. 2 for 3, Snoop. Snoop's 2 for 3 now. That's a good one. Let's try the next one. He's on a roll. He's two for his last two. Let's see. This is track number 4 now. This is Wonder What It Do featuring Uncle Somebody. It's Uncle Chuck. Uncle Chuck. That's Uncle Chuck there. All right, not bad. Okay, all right, 3 for 4, Snoop. Not bad, dude, not bad. Doing better than I thought. It started off really bad with that Toys in the Hood bullshit, but whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm reviewing Snoop Dogg's latest here. This is Dogumentary that just came out on Tuesday. And so far, I've listened to 4 tracks, 3 for 4. He's doing good. Let's try another one. This one's called My Fucking House featuring Young Jeezy. It's My Fucking House, and it's spelled F-U-C-N. My Fucking House featuring Young Jeezy and E-40 from the Bay Area. And that was a crap sandwich funneled into my ears in liquid audio form. And he gets a strike for that one. So in the first five tracks, Snoop Dogg is 3 for 4. Not bad. Not bad. Good hitting percentage. Let's try the next one. This is Peer Pressure featuring Tracy Nelson.
Gotta stay on deck for that. If you a buster, you gon' get checked for that. It's so real. Home don't pop that pill. Did that. Now tell me how does that feel? Can't stop.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Where's Tracy Nelson? I know. Where's Tracy Nelson? Oh, here we go. You gonna ride me, baby? Oh yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. All right. Yeah, I like that one. That's a sexy track. Okay, Snoop, you've got four. I've reviewed six of these tracks, and Snoop's doing good. He's 4 for 6 so far. All right, let's go on to the next one, shall we? This one is I Don't Need No Bitch. Featuring Devin the Dude and Kobe Honeycutt.
We used to rock to the rhythm that didn't stop. Now you telling me I need to be getting out and go find me a...
Yeah, meh, I don't know. I kind of don't want to give him that one. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't like terrible like that My Fucking House song. But it was serviceable. It'll work. Okay, five for seven so far for Snoop. Pretty good, man. All right, let's try the next one. Platinum. Oh, boy, here we go. This next track is called Platinum featuring R. Kelly.
Speak my own language. Still I am the realest surrounded by the rocks. But your boy sipping Hennessy. Clubs is a hospital. And I was born in VIP. Sick and there's no cure. Bad case of VIP.
Oh, my God. His own slanguage? Yikes. Sorry. Nope. What do we have here next? Oh, and the glory rolls on with the next track. This is track number 9 now. It's called Boom featuring T-Pain.
Yes, you are. Toasting up, coasting up. And when we done, we wet coasting love. For Shindo, blowing endo. How much for the dog in the window?
What? Oh, my God, please make it stop. I know what you're thinking, folks. Sorry about that. All right, moving on. The next one, the track number 10 is We Rest in Cali.
Good old bug, we do a house party. What the fuck is a club? And the SA, they sold most of the drugs. La Familia, hell yeah, and we the plug. We get money.
Oh, sorry. All right, moving on. L.A.
Duck, King, Angel, Clipper, real set,
yeah,
stripper,
yeah,
clarified,
yeah,
ride,
stripper,
bona fide, Tampa, ESPN, you know.
Yeah, I know. Sports Center, yeah, of course, bro. I'm down.
NBA championship.
NBA championship, baby.
Your favorite television episode.
Kobe Bryant in the building. Blobbity, bloobity, bloobity, blobbity, bloop. All right, next is, this is a good one. This is probably the best title for any track so far. This is called Gang Bang Rookie featuring Pilot.
D-O-double-G, hoes with double D's in line to double D. Twisting up the OG about a
ho. Oh, yeah.
Until I OD. The one they all want to come to see. Hoes loving me, you niggas want to be.
Ah, twisting up the OG. I like that one. Gang Bang Rookie, that gets a... Okay, so there's six. We're halfway through the record, and so far he's batting 50-50. 12 tracks so far. I gave 6 thumbs up. So let's keep the glory rolling on quickly here. I know this is dragging on, kids, but I'm doing this for you. So you don't have to do this dirty work and figure out which good tracks to download off Snoop Dogg. Because let's face it. The beauty of this new age of internet downloading is you can pick and choose stuff. You don't have to buy the whole record and be forced to pay for the songs that you just don't want to listen to. So I'm helping you weed through this process. Weed through this process, literally, folks. And let's see, what else do we have here? Speaking of weed, this track is called This Weed Is Mine, featuring Wiz Khalifa.
Just an episode, facts full of chronic. Out of this world, could relax on the comet. This is church music, listen to the choir. To burn my cush, you must use fire. D-O-double-G like never heard before. Smoking that bomb like THC-4. West Coast worldwide, be sure to see sure. When's the last time you seen a G in a G4? Don't worry, I wait. Time's ticking, I'm tripping, I'm slipping away. Into a zone where these hoes on my dog bone. A dog whistle and they download my ringtone. And she's so hypnotized by this pimp's phone. What I got here is mine, gon' get your own. I put beats to rhyme, get peace of mind. OZ's to dies and this weed is mine.
Oh yeah, I like your weed there, honey. Can I smoke some of it? I see your weed there. I realize it's yours. Could I have a little nugget just to puff later for the road? Who's this joker? Oh, this must be Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, he's got a record out today, too. All right, shut the fuck up, dude. All right, there we go. That was Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. This Weed Is Mine. Wiz Khalifa also has a new record out, and I'll probably review that later, or not. All right, let's keep going. He's got another track here. This is Snoop Dogg off of his new record that I'm reviewing here. The record's called Dogumentary, and this is a track. It's Snoop Dogg featuring Snoop Dogg, and the track is called Wet.
Wet, 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 wet. Drip, 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 drip. Me, mommy, can you drip?
Oh my God, I don't think he's singing this to me. This is a naughty, naughty, naughty song, Snoop Dogg. Ladies, what do you think of this song? Seriously, give me a call. 347-826-7667. Is this an objective song? Do you think this is a sexist tune? I don't know. You're telling ladies to be like dripping wet. This is disgusting, isn't it? All right, that's kind of a naughty song. But I like it, though. I'll give it to him. I got 7 for Snoop Dogg. Oh, did I give him The Weed Is Mine? Oh, fuck. Yeah. 8 of these 15 tracks I've listened to so far. 14 tracks. 8 of the 14. Good ones. Let's see. Track 15, Take You Home, featuring Too Short.
But I ain't got a small dick. Just ask around. I fuck a lot of hoes in this town. I get down. I come long and wide. And when I pull it out, they all want to ride.
All right, that's worth it just for Too Short alone. I don't have to hear any more. That one's good. So far, I guess technically I'm digging this record. 21 tracks. It's ridiculous. All right, let's see what else we have here. Track 16, Something Like This Night, featuring Gorillaz.
Girl is trying to kiss me slow. I'm leaning like a 65. This life I live is incredible. These trees I breathe are medical. Take a look in my eyes. Hold on tight, enjoy the ride. If you don't feel good, then you out of place. My universe is out of space. My look, my style, my front of case. Little daddy get out of face. Trip is it.
All right, I don't know what are the Gorillaz are doing in there. What are they doing, the production or something? All right, I don't know who the nobody really knows who the Gorillaz are exactly. I mean, it's just they know it's the brainchild of that dude from Blur or whatever, and Snoop Dogg's appeared on there. So that just basically is probably a leftover Gorillaz track that they gave Snoop to put on his record because they didn't use it. Okay, what else do we have here in this smorgasbord? Now we have track 17, Superman, featuring Willie Nelson.
Make it play wild.
All right, I guess the whole track is just basically Willie Nelson playing harmonica and Snoop Dogg saying, hey, yeah, yeah, go ahead, do that, yeah, mm-hmm, go for it, yeah, play that, Willie. brilliant. All right, moving on. He's got another track here, number 18, Eyes Closed, featuring John Legend. I don't know what the fuck is. It sounds like there's two songs playing at once right here. I can explain that because I failed to mention the fact that this is Eyes Closed featuring John Legend and Kanye West.
Every day, every night, till I'm carried home. Forever known, big ball and trying in the six. Been yelling out switch way before that internet. And I ain't knocking niggas hustle, it's all a game.
Let's try to see if we can find John Legend in here. Hold on.
In my eyes, oh.
I like John Legend and all, and I like Snoop Dogg and all, and I kind of sometimes like Kanye and all. Moving on, here's another track called Raised in the Hood. Track 19, Raised in the Hood.
I was popping like his bone, slamming Chevy with the block. He's up, what it do though? Now I ride two though. The Porsche looking mean, and I throw up the two. Oh.
That's for something for the club.
I was popping like his bone, slamming Chevy with the block. He's up.
Reep, reep, bleh. All right. Almost done, kids. Track 20, It's the Only Thing.
Heavy on the case, I stay in first place. Mud on my shoes, taste blood on my face.
And track 21, Cold Game, featuring LaToya Williams.
My rhyme, in fact, I got better. Clutching on Beretta, blowing that sticky, turn it to weather. Award shows, endo, free, low, bow. This is how I play a role.
Let me see if I can find LaToya Williams on this. Yeah, that's a nice way to end the record for them. Good for them. Overall, I lost track. I think I gave Snoop like 12 or 13 or 14 out of 21. Let's just say 15 out of 21. Only six stinkers in that whole thing. A lot of filler, though. Come on, 21 tracks, please. The one that takes the cake from this one for me would probably be the first track I played, which was The Way Life Used to Be. So here it is. Snoop Dogg off his new one, Doggy Style. No, it's Doggumentary, right. The new Snoop Dogg Doggumentary. This is the track, The Way Life Used to Be. I'll be right back taking your calls, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay.
Real reputable.
Hey, yo, Battle Cat.
No, it's Vince in the Bay.
It's your dog.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Big Snoopy Digo Double G.
What's up, bitch Snoop? I can't even say that, dude.
I was thinking.
What? What's on your mind, dude?
We need to take it back.
Yeah, let's take it back.
To the way it used to be.
How'd it used to be, though,
you
dude?
Feel me?
I'm feeling you. We're...
Come on.
I'm here. I'm coming. I'm here. What's up?
Yeah. Drift with me.
I'm drifting, bro. Let's do this.
Drift with me, y'all.
I'm right there. I'm right along. I'm drifting right... Oh.
Yeah.
Good times, bro. It's Vince in the Bay.
Take it back to the afros and the naturals. Cake cutter picks, we slips into the back rows. OG, my nigga, for real though. Straight up off the east side, top of the hill, y'all. I'm looking at the overview, thinking about 86. Damn, I was overdue. Walking in the hood, making mixtapes, trying to walk about the hood while I'm chucking up the hood. Nigga, talk about the hood that I came from. It raised me, that real crip crazy. Why the oops it daisy? Demon or a heathen, scheming while I'm dreaming, screaming to get even, thinking it's believing. And don't you forget that, get it till you get back, hit that, kick back. Three flies, one away, reminisce about the things that my grandmama used to say. Stay in your own lane, stay on your own, and quit trying to be grown. Day turn to night, and play turn to fight. Yeah, I guess my granny was right. I like them girls from Ladera Heights, or them girls on heels. I take a trip up the world on wheels and get in a fight, make it back to my ride. Pop shots at some suckers disrespecting the side. My big homie, my cuzzo, schoolyard bozo, slid me away just to get me away. I'm just a Long Beach nigga outside of my hood. I'm banging, riding, but doing it good. And when I get locked down, ain't no hiding and wondering. As soon as I hit the county, I'm up in 4800 with the dealers, the killers, the realest, the beast, the best from the west and the beast from the east. Yeah, I'm acting a fool. I'm getting my degree from Gladiator School. I chose this life, cause I knows this right. Sell a little crack in my flows with tonight. I plan my choice, and what's cold is I can still hear my grandma's voice. She say day turn to night and play turn to fight. Shit, yeah, I guess my granny was right. If you get caught, then you don't walk, cause you don't talk. And these was the rules, squeeze on these fools. I came up in a different era, homie, with the G's and the little wannabes. Really want it, wanna be like, cause the sea life make you wanna G like. Now who you wanna be like? That fool on the TV screen, or the homie on the corner getting major cream? In a Cadillac, beating like battle cats. A nigga with money, don't know how to act. Smoke till your eyes get cataracts. All money, nonsense, yeah, none of that. Quarter sack, running back, quarterback, rock him up, bag him up, front him back. If the trick does the track, do you want your money back? Little bitch was a bunny rat. Watch for the funny act, cause it's gon' come. And my granny said it's no fun. She say day turn to night and play turn to fight. Yeah, I guess my granny was right.
Disorderly Conduct
with your host
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number oney.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Welcome to the show. Good to have you here with me. Thank you for enduring that Snoop Dogg review. I thought I'd play that as sort of a... I actually reviewed that a couple of weeks ago. That was a replay, but I thought I'd play that in honor of 420 coming up. I mean, technically it's 420 on the East Coast. So shouts out. Happy 420 to everybody out there. Shouts to the chat room, the early chit chatters, Beach Bum 55, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Hugh G. Rection, Kishu Zakova and Patty Come Home. Appreciate the early love in the chit-chat room. We're going to get this thing rolling here. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667. It's open lines tonight, as it was last night. And unless I have a guest lined up, it's open lines. I'm happy to have Goofy Bone here with me. Goofy, what's going on, dude?
End of the third period, beginning of overtime. 5-5. The Sharks came back from 4-0, Vince. What more can we fucking ask for, Vince?
Holy shit, the Sharks are in overtime. Are they in overtime or is it still regulation?
They're in overtime. They're starting right now, Vince. We were down 4-0. Everybody thought it was, we're done. Put a fork in us. Yeah, right. Fuck you, bastards. We don't let no scraps slap us around. We fucking took it. And now we're going to win, Vince.
Oh, that's right,
buddy.
That's right. You said it, brother.
Winning.
So what else is going on, dude?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling. I'm rolling up blunt real quick. I just really hope we win, man, because fuck LA Kings, man.
Oh, speaking of your blunt. Speaking of your blunt.
I got a blunt right here. I'm ready for 420, Vince. Hey, Vince, what section do you live in Frisco? Because I was over there yesterday.
Oh, you should hit me up.
I want to know where the fuck you're at so I can smoke one with you, homeboy. You know what I mean?
Are you coming up here for 420 tomorrow?
No, you know what? I have something else I got to do.
It's all good. But you know what? Hey, it's all good. Dude. One of these days, I live within like 5 minutes walking distance to Hippie Hill in the park. And one of these days we'll kick it out there and fucking just freestyle it.
Are you right
fuck.
There by the McDonald's?
I'm not too far from there. I'm in that area. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was right by that McDonald's and I was like, man, this is the Bayless around here. And you know what the funny thing was? Remember in one of your videos, you have your little microphone. You're all Vince of the Bay, Twitter.com/Vince of the Bay.
Yeah.
I was like, hey. Does anybody know who Vincent the Bay is and where he lives on that hell of people?
I do that from, you should, I'm going to have 50 rubles on the air one of these days.
I'm going to videotape that next time I do that, Vince. I'm going to videotape that. So
right on.
What I was doing.
Where in the Bay, that's like where, instead of where's Waldo, it's where in the Bay is Vince.
Where in the Bay is Vince?
Well, hey,
oh, man.
Dude, speaking of your little marijuana contraband you got going on there.
Why is it contraband?
Well, let me tell you what's going on. Things are authorities in San Jose, California are cracking down.
Oh, don't talk about that. I'm pissed off. You know, I had a friend. Well, I have two friends that own marijuana clubs, but now, because of the strict regulations, both of those friends can no longer have their pot clubs.
Yeah.
$10,000 a week gone, Vince. Can you believe
fucking
that?
Fucking bullshit.
Oh,
that's, you know what this is, Goofy? You know what this is? This is crony capitalism at its best.
Crony at its best. Textbook crony, I'm telling you.
This is not capitalism. Ladies and gentlemen, don't mistake this for capitalism. Seriously. This is a perversion of capitalism. This is what we call fascism. And I'm going to read this. This is what Goofy and I are talking about. This just went down to just a couple of hours ago right here in San Jose, California. The 110 medical marijuana dispensaries in San Jose will be reduced to only 10 after a city council vote to impose new restrictions on pot clubs passed today. A vote Tuesday evening would limit the city to only 10 dispensaries and only two such establishments per district. Now, the new regulation would require that marijuana be grown on site at all dispensaries. And the debate over proposals to limit the number of pot clubs continues on. And we got some quotes here from the bureaucrats in charge. I'm talking about Vice Mayor Madison Nguyen. In March, she was quoted saying, "She said, quote,
The proliferation of medical marijuana establishments is something that we can't ignore.
Okay. So, it doesn't mean we need to fucking crack down on these motherfuckers. The city, you know, whatever that means, the city. What the fuck is the city? Bureaucrats. It says that all clubs are in violation of zoning laws and some are selling marijuana to people who are not legitimately sick. Councilwoman Rose Herrera says,
We have never contemplated the idea of having marijuana be sold, sort of like a stop-and-go kind of situation where you can get people get a card and purchase it and all that. You know.
There's just all these fucking ridiculous council people that you know. And this is right after San Jose recently passed a law where anticipation of California legalizing it for recreational use, San Jose also passed a law that legalized it for that added an additional city tax on dispensaries. And so the voters voted yes for it. So obviously the voters are down for these dispensaries. They want to tax the shit out of them. And now they're saying, yeah, we want to tax them, but suddenly the city council, like, where do they get the authority to suddenly decide, oh, you know what, there can only be 10 of you guys. Like, all that invites is crony capitalism. It's bullshit. And I think we should spam the shit out of the vice mayor of San Jose, Madison Nguyen. And I'm going to hook you guys up with the email and phone numbers of these council members who need to be removed. And so anyway, let's check out the switchboard. I'm sorry, Goofy. What do you think of this, Goofy? You said you have a couple of folks.
That's what that is, Vince. We won, Vince. Fucking won, Vince.
No shit.
We fucking won. And instead of Gucci, all wide open. Wow. Oh, yeah, that's a way to celebrate 420. But you know what? San Jose fucked themselves because they recently put a tax on all the dispensaries. So instead of $25 for some shake, you're paying $28 and something cents. You know what I mean? But now that they're only going to have 10, I mean, come on. For real, they're going to have long lines up the wazoo over there. It's going to be fucking chaos. I might as well go to some place like Fresno or maybe San Francisco or Oakland that has 20 to 50 different places that I could pick, because not all of these places are going to have deals. You know what I mean? You got to find the places that have fucking deals, because believe me, every gram counts for me, because I smoke big fat blunts, and an average blunt for me is almost 2 grams. So, I mean, fuck, I need the deals.
That's what's
up. Fuck the Troll Master, because I'm Goofy Bone, and I'm here to destroy you cocksuckers. And watch, I got some troll war for you fuckers, and I don't care if you guys call it quits, you and fucking Dev Daily, Vince. I'm going to go on with or without Cowpote. I'm going to destroy Blog Talk Radio. Quote me on
winning.
That. Winning. Sharks, bitches. Sharks.
Sharks win, baby. Sharks win. Sharks win.
I don't know. Winning, anyone?
All right. Hey, I think we have some friends on the line. Let's check out the 909. I think this might be the 420 crew. Or is that who this is? Hello?
That is who?
That is us, man.
You are one rude son of a bitch.
What are you doing?
We've got one angry Jew in tow.
Oh, my God. He latched onto you guys? That's unfortunate for you.
Hey, we've had a
because I love because I will mute him and you guys all get muted with him. So, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, we've actually got one angry Jew in tow. You've
winning
myself, Hot Janelle, and I think FRD went upstairs, but he'll be right back. Mm-hmm. And we've
he
got Connor.
Waiting,
so. We've got Connor, our PA, and we've got Jay Dowd, producer.
Connor is a whiny little bastard.
The fuck?
A little bit.
Hey, 420, what's up, gentlemen? And then, and of course, the beautiful Jeff.
Hi, Goofy.
What's going on, Bone?
Oh man, I couldn't. You would never see a Mexican any more happier. They act like I found like 2,000 Somalis underneath a bridge or something.
What, you
I'm
find
so
a
happy.
Tunnel? You found a tunnel under San Diego?
No, actually, I know where a couple are.
Hello, Vince. Thank you for having us on your show today.
Yeah, no worries, dude. Hey.
No, we just got bored over at the Grindhouse tonight, and one angry Jew suggested that we come pay Vince a visit. So we were like, roll on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did like last week.
Talked about bullshit for 20 minutes.
Oh, what a fucking
Well, that's what do you think I do for 2 hours?
And spent an inordinate amount of time listening to that whiny bone, 41 years old, pancake on the face.
Listen, Jew, if you want to bitch about it, call into Vince's show. You fucking air hog bastard.
What's he complaining about? What is he complaining about?
Nothing.
You.
Oh, you don't like me? I never liked
First
you.
Of all, hold on a second. Wait. Goofy, why is it that you always sound like you're calling from Ghana? Or Niger or something like that. How come you never have a connection?
Have you been to San Jose before? Obviously, you have not.
I have.
You know what?
What are they all dialing
up? Janelle, you can back me up on this.
Hold on,
you know why
dial up?
So far away?
Are you dialing up with Earthlink or something? What is it? Don't you have at least DSL?
I have fucking the top notch internet that you could possibly imagine.
Then why did you?
I'm not the dumb, stupid Mexico. Oh, hello. I forgot. I'm not like you idiots with microphones and all this other jack-off shit. I'm on my fucking Boots Mobile, cocksucker. Can you understand
what?
That?
What? Fuck, are you calling into two shows at once, you fucking douche? You're in the screening room right now. What a fucking asshole.
Do we have another caller?
We have another caller online. Yeah. Yeah, we do.
You know who it was? It was fucking Goofy Bones.
Goofy,
there's no mystery that Goofy Bone is the biggest BTR whore that on the face of the planet. He's everywhere.
Goofy Bone, did you just call into the 420 Grindhouse?
No, I did not, and I put that on everything.
There are other 408s floating around out there, though. So don't
I
got a couple last night.
It's High Speed Hotspot. I'm going to go ahead and open up their line and see who they are. High Speed Hotspot, you're in the 420 Grindhouse, and we are over hanging out with Vince in the Bay live. What's up?
My drugs are company free.
Your drugs are company free?
You're gone, douchebag. 347 347 is also on the air. That's whoever else I was talking to. You're an idiot, too. What do you got to say?
That's not count,
Bring on
is
the
it?
Wars.
Does that count? Is that
yeah,
count?
You're a fucking, you're a piece of shit, 347. Get a fucking real area code, you douche fuck. We'll see you later.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shit.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Did we get canned? Did he can the wrong people?
They left. They hung up. Yeah, you know what? Fuck them. Pieces of garbage.
But Vince, back to the San Jose thing, since that's our local sector. You know, they're going to screw themselves, because trust me, that money's not going to flow as easy.
It's going to go right outside. It's going to go over to Santa Clara. It's going to go over to Sunnyvale. Sunnyvale will probably vote it down.
Santa Clara
and maybe where else? Where else would be friendly to it that's close
Santa
by?
Santa Clara, Sunnyvale, and Mountain View banned them, so they can't be there.
Oh.
The next place would probably be Gilroy or maybe Hollister, but I'm not going to drive all the way over there. That's
Oakland
like driving from some poop hang and then driving back. And feeling stupid because you drove for pussy. I mean, come on.
Oakland or the city. Oakland or the city. You'll be fine.
Take the train.
Yeah, come up to the vapor room and kick it with me.
Oh, yeah. That's your favorite spot, huh?
Do the vapor room. Where
it's
at. It's kind of the. I love them. They're great. They treat me really good in there. I couldn't ask for better service. But the clientele that sort of trolls around there, little bit suspect. Oh. Yeah, some sketchy.
You gotta throw your weed up your ass and make sure it doesn't get taken. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
No. I don't mean sketchy in that regard. It's just like really like you can see like burnout, you know, hippie type people that are just just dirty and grimy, and just, you know, you can tell they just hang out in there and just vaporize all day long, and that's what you look like. You just get,
that hang out
you
on
just have like resin.
For that place to open, huh?
Yeah, they're just covered in like a film of resin. It's disgusting.
Terrible.
I get it. I'm in and out. I go in and out. I'm done. Like I just the people that work there are fucking cool. All stand up, chill people. And there's some people. There's you know, I've run into some cool people that are in there. But the people that hang out there are sketch, dude. I would vapor and just bail. I wouldn't hang out there because, like, in fact, I can tell they're trying to weed them out because, and no pun intended, because they used to have a flat screen TV and like. They got rid of it. They actually, for a while there, I was going in there and they were asking me if I wanted to buy a TV. They're like, hey, do you want to buy a TV? I'm like, no, I got one. I'm good. He's like, all right, we're trying to get rid of a TV because we're getting sick of these assholes hanging out here.
They're all hanging out there watching it. The Jew, yeah. The Jew was into that. He would be the first one there. You know what I mean?
They're all idiots.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, speaking of the Jew's back. Hey, Jew, what'd it do?
Yeah, I was over there slumming at the grindhouse, but Goofy needs a good slap.
Mm-hmm. Slap away, you fucking sucker.
Honest to God, Goofy, why is it that you sound so bad?
I'm on a Boost Mobile phone, Jew.
I have a Boost phone.
Sounds like anybody that would
can
call in on
the
phone.
I have a Boost BlackBerry. I don't know what you're complaining about.
Well, listen. I'm on a beat up ass Boost phone, my drug dealer phone. I'm connected to a Jawbone earpiece, so I can wave my hands and roll blunts and smoke freely amongst others.
Yes. I also have a Jawbone. Which one?
Generation One. When they first came out.
Well, that's the problem. Why don't you stop being a cheap bastard and buy the newer ones?
See, Jew, this is what happens. This is how I learn when you give a Mexican a lot of money, he tends to buy things the same thing because they keep upgrading, okay? For right now, this is fine with me. I'm sorry if it doesn't tickle your fancy or make your noodle wet. But, you
I
know,
can't imagine. I can't imagine that it could even hold a charge for more than 10 minutes.
Wow, Jew, you act like I bought this at the Goodwill. Jesus. I bought this at Fry's. Do you have Fry's out in your area?
Yeah, how many years ago did you buy it?
So when they first fucking came out.
Well, that would have been about three or four years ago. I think you've used it up.
4 years ago.
I believe you've used it up.
Jew, it's not used up until I
this
drop
headset
it.
Has
this,
seen, this headset drunk. Has seen better days. All right, if it'll make you feel better, drop it
Dude,
in the toilet.
Don't make me feel bad, because now I'm gonna go buy another one tomorrow.
All right, I'm going to help you out. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Take it easy now. Go to fatwallet.com.
Money is nothing, dude. I've learned in my life money comes and goes just
like
my home.
All right, you know what? If you stick your tongue up Ghost's ass one more time and tell me how good it tastes, I'm going to come find you. Go to fatwallet.com and find yourself a deal. There always is a deal. On headsets, good headsets, including Jawbones.
Thank you, Jew. I really appreciate your kind, conservative words, but I'm sorry.
Why are you
sorry?
You
know who we're missing? You know who we need here right now? Benjamin
Ken
Solomon.
Ken Moore.
No, Benjamin Solomon. You two guys are his favorite people on VTR.
Well, call him up.
What's his number? Do you got it?
Somebody has his number. Hold on a second. Yeah, I have his number. Wait a minute.
Is he doing a show right now?
I have his home
number. Is Black Conservative on right now?
Oh, he's on.
I have his home number.
Hmm.
I'm going to give you his home number. You want me to put it in Skype?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Are we gonna wake his parents or something? I don't want to get him in trouble and get him grounded.
How in the hell should I know?
Jerry, send it to me. Send it to me.
You're certainly not going to interrupt him screwing some girl, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a school night, though. It's a school night, so I don't know if it's a good idea.
School night. All right. All right, try this number.
I will in a minute. I just
don't play more music.
I'm not going to play more music.
All right, good.
But
what happened? What happened to the "Fuck You" song?
You want that to come back?
I haven't heard that in a long time, and it really mirrors my feelings.
Mm. Okay, we'll play that. We'll play it next.
By
next,
the way,
next
what
break,
happened
I
to the Grindhouse people? They seemed to dump me and disappeared. They did a dump and run.
A dump and run, yeah, yeah. Just like a tampon.
Meanwhile, this cannabis monk kept talking about watching some epic film, which was some kind of classic called Two Girls in a Cup or something like that.
Yeah. That's, you should definitely rent that one.
Oh, yeah, I should definitely rent that. Get the fuck out of here. Send that to,
that's
send,
like fucking
send that
born,
to Ghana.
Right?
Send that to Ghana, you goofy.
Just stop. It's like watching Clockwork Orange, man. Just stop.
Right. Send it to Ghana, you goofy.
Oh, man.
Obviously, Goofy's got the fast track over to Ghana. Don't have to worry about the people working at the post office stealing all your stuff. Goofy will hand deliver.
Oh, man. You know what, Jew? I would love to meet you in person.
Jew is in a good mood lately. First of all, his back pain has been erased by the wonderful 5-foot-tall woman from... where the hell was she from? Oh, yeah, she was Malaysian, from the nice Malaysian girl. I had the most fantastic dinner tonight at a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant. I didn't think Chinese restaurants could get any better. But this place was just really just working the subtleties of good food. And by the way, did anybody see Chop tonight?
No. I have no clue what you're talking. Is that the motorcycle show?
You have never seen Chop? No, it's on the Food Network.
Is that the Jesse James motorcycle show?
That's the one where they get four chefs. That's the one where they get four chefs to compete with each other until one's remaining. They chop the rest of them.
No, not so much. I hate cooking shows because how can you tell what's really good? I mean, it looks good.
People say it tastes good,
but it doesn't mean shit.
You know what? That brings me to another topic of mine, which is the Drudge Report today. But nobody seemed to like over at the Grindhouse. I don't know what that was. But apparently a reporter asked Obama hard questions, which he didn't particularly like.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't give him softballs. And that pussy piece of shit Obama got all huffy, took off his microphone and said, well, I know you're going to have to play by the rules, play it my way, otherwise I'm not going to give you an interview. Isn't it the job of the people who in the press that they're supposed to ask the hard questions? Now,
absolutely. You're
my
right.
Question,
you're absolutely right.
My question would be, hey, schmuck, where's the trillions of dollars you stole? Where'd you send it to? Right, you, Mr. President. Where's the trillions of dollars you stole from the American people? The debt hits a new high of $14.3 trillion. Gold is $1,500 for the first time. I didn't see what silver was.
Silver's over 40.
Yeah. And meanwhile... everything is fine. Standard & Poor's says the United States is a bunch of schmucks. My buddy over at Moody's, the guy who runs Moody's, can you believe it or not, is my college roommate. And they're not saying anything. They're playing the game. Horrible.
Terrible.
It's horrible.
Horrible. 347-826-7667 is the number since the Bay, kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome with Goofy Bone and the One Angry Jew. And if you want to join us, the lines are open. It's open lines tonight, kiddos. And I want to do a quick shout-out to the chat room, people hanging in with me here in the first hour as we wind things down in the first hour. I want to say shouts out to 4chan Trollmaster, Beachbum 55, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Hugh G. Rection, Philo Platt, and Thundercock. I love you all. And Kishu was in there a second ago. She changed her profile. And I guess her profile got banned from BTR. So she changed it to another Kishu, but it was like Kishu, but instead with an O, it was a zero. That got banned. She just created another one that's just simply Kishu. That one has disappeared. So I unfortunately Kishu, a good friend of the program, is getting the shaft by somebody other than me, or Dick Burns, and that's BTR now. What are you drinking there, dude?
I want to know where the fuck you song is.
Oh, you want to hear that?
Yes.
All right, let's do that.
And dedicated from One Angry Jew to every one of you fucks.
All right.
Hey, Jew, can I dedicate a song to you before he plays that one?
No.
Hey, Vince, play the fuck you song. Dedicated from the Mexican and all the wetbacks in America to the fucking One Angry Jew.
You know what?
Pound sand.
Shut the fuck up. You know what? Fuck you both. I'm not going to play that song. I'm gonna do a different song. This song's called Fuck You by CeeLo Green, and this goes out to the Jew and the Mexican. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Fuck you, Jew.
I'm like, fuck you and I fuck her too.
guy. Aw, isn't he cute? He's cute. Aw. Aw, so cute. Shit. If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I'm like, fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers.
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from Hags Bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
Having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind,
but
share
I
it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
first off,
on one hand.
There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man. Shit, nothing. Just tuning into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a farm. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riff rap again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I got
99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Hit me.
Hello. Hello, 111, yeah,
you're on the air. Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah, hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or, because I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies, and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone head.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and what I need to do?
The other day, okay, I was going down my mat, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch.
Maybe
you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist.
Like
she's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
You know my
man's
on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Darrell. Darnell. Sonny's. What you
Wait,
son of a bitch?
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You got to try harder.
It's your boy.
In the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing, really hope so.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay, back here with you, live and direct from Blog Talk Radio, and I appreciate the love in the chit-chat room. You folks just missed the roll call we just did a little while ago. Too bad you missed it. We're halfway done with the show, over halfway done with the show, but for some odd reason, in the last 5 minutes, the chat room has filled up. That's funny. But I did have the regulars were here on time. I appreciate you folks coming out on time and understanding when this program starts. Which tonight I scheduled it for 10. I know for a long time I was scheduling it for 9 p.m. And then decided I was going to move it to 10. Made arrangements with other hosts to accommodate, equal time. And it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. We got about 50 minutes to go. The chat room is it's lighting up. I like it. Let's take a look at that. Hey, Jew, what's up, dude? What's going on? Thanks. Jew, are you still there? One angry Jew, are you still there? Yeah. He went away. He's probably taking a leak or something. Oh, I got FRD with me. FRD, what's going on?
I just wanted to say that Peppy tells you to, you can tap Z or you can tap R, but just do it twice and you can do a barrel roll. Fuck you, trolls, idiots.
All right. Hey, thanks for hanging with me, FRD. And there you go. That was not me, folks. I was hanging out over in Deb Daly's chat room earlier when I thought her show was only going to be 2 hours. And, FRD was over there. And I was really, I thought that was great. I caught FRD in that show, and I thought you did a great job, FRD. I like your shtick. I like your style. I was a little bit perturbed that people thought that you were me. Sorry to shock you folks, that was not me, that was Fat Red Dragon, and he's a well-regarded and respected broadcaster here on Blog Talk Radio. He's a part of the 420 Grindhouse crew. They all popped in together as a crew a little while ago, and they had the One Angry Jew latched onto them. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate them coming out. Also, and if you missed the first hour, Goofy Bone was with us in the first hour again. And so we're going into hour number two here. The switchboard's lighting up. And I'm going to go ahead and take a look in here and go to somebody with their hand up here. Whiskey Shot 69. What's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Vince? Who's that? Yeah, hey. Who are you?
Shot. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Right on.
I was wondering if you could give me just a piece of advice.
Absolutely. You got it, bro.
All right. Have you seen Schindler's List?
Not in a long time. I forget movies, really. Like, I forget
really?
Movies right after I see them. I like Schindler's List.
It's the black one. Not the black one. It's the black and white one with Steven Spielberg, where, you know...
Yeah,
All right. There's a part where all the Jews are building a building. And this Jewish woman architect comes up and she points out to the supervising SS officer. She's like, there's a flaw in the building. And the officer looks at her and he's like, take the Jew out the back and shoot her. And, okay, what I want is I want my girlfriend and I to do some role play. I want to be the SS officer and I want her to be the Jew.
Sweet.
How can I broach the topic with that?
I think you just tell her what you just told me. That sold me. I thought that was pretty objective and straightforward. Let's see. We have
might
a resident.
Freak out, right? Me with the
hang on a
on
second,
it.
Dude. Hang on 1 second, Whiskey. Let's ask the Jew. We have a resident Jew here. He's angry, but let's see what he thinks. Hey, Jew, what do you think of this scenario?
And since Stefan hadn't come out, Charlotte accepted.
Jew, yes. Is he watching CP? What the hell's going on, Jew? Hello.
Cheese pizza. Hey.
No. He clubs penguins.
Oh. Wait, how do I get into the chat room? I've lost the link.
Oh, you know what you do? Here, BTR is being really...
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I hear you. You're there. I'm going to tell you right now. BTR is being really buggy. So you have to... Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay.
Uh-huh. I got that.
And then you should see one. There should be some sort of little tab that shows a show live now, and you click on that.
On air?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then it should open up, and lately it's been weird. Like, it'll open up, but you won't see the chat.
I think I've got it here.
Yeah, if the chat shows up right away, you're good. If it doesn't, refresh a couple of times because it's been weird. I've been logging onto shows recently, and the chat just doesn't load. And if you look, even if you look at my show last night, I had like 700 live listeners, and there were still a couple of people there. Like, where the fuck's the chat? And I know what was happening. They loaded the page the first time and it didn't show up. So if that's happening to you kids, just refresh and you're good. So the switchboard's lighting up here, dude. Anything else you want to add before I move on here? Let's go to area code 716. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay.
Hey, Vince. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, bro. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think you should change your name, the show, your name of your show to Vince in the Closet because you're a fucking faggot.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Forrest, you're on the air. What else?
What else? Good hookah man. Good hookah
man. Good hookah man. Good hookah man. Good hookah man. What man? Garuga man? Too much reverb, bro. I can't tell what he's saying.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Oh, Carl, what's up, dude?
Vince, what's going on?
Dude, the show is out of control. I don't know what happened. See, you leave a couple days and things go to hell. That's what happens when you don't have a fucking cabana boy around.
Vince, I can't take this anymore, Vince.
Why? Why?
I just can't. I can't. I can't deal with this. All these trolls here, it's just driving me crazy.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. It's fine. I don't even look at it. I just look at the switchboard. I've got like eight people that want to talk to me. I'm happy about that.
It's
I don't worry.
Me crazy because when I want to speak to you, I can't get a hold of you, Vince.
It's all right. I'm downstairs. You can just come downstairs. It's not a big deal.
I know. Can you do me a favor?
The futon's down here. It's open already. You can lie down. It's fine.
I don't like that. That metal bar in the middle, it bothers my back. I have scoliosis. You know that.
You have a lot of shit.
Listen, can you give me that Swedish massage that you did last night? It was really...
No way, dude. I get too much shit. Wow. Too much shit going on.
Like what?
A fucking radio show, first of all.
But it's almost over. It's almost over.
Yeah, but you know, after the show's done, I have to do the post-show wrap-up bullshit. And
I know. You're a busy man. You're a busy man. But Vince, where's all my favorite friends online? I don't see them.
Who are you talking about? Oh, people have been getting 404'd.
This is ridiculous, Vince. You got to get all these people out. I like the old crowd that you had, Vince. Really. Can you just come upstairs? And put the futon away.
Yeah, well, let me wrap up the show. Let me finish the show and then I'll come up. All right.
Bring me some of that homemade hummus that you made last night. That was delicious.
Yeah, you fucking ate it all, you asshole. Jesus Christ. 347-826-7667. Let's go. Area code 805. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince. First of all, I got to tell you, first of all, your Charlie Sheen soundboard is really gay. And second of all, do a barrel roll.
Dude, you're Patriot Gregging. I didn't understand one word you said.
Patriot Greg.
Moving on. Let's see. Da Latios, you're on the air.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Never
gonna
run around and hurt you. Or desert you.
Never gonna make you cry.
Never say goodbye.
Never tell a lie. And hurt you. We've known each other for so long.
Yeah, we've
you're too shy to say it. Inside, we both know what's been going on.
I want to be excited, baby.
We know the game and we're gonna play.
Let's stop playing games, baby. Let's get down.
If you ask me how I'm feeling. Don't tell
feeling
me.
Feeling good, baby. Got a little pre-cum going on.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Thank you very much.
Enough of that bullshit. All right, we got more people to talk to here. 111, you're on the air. 111. Come on, dude. Don't even. I'm not even going to let people on that just play recordings from now on. That guy, that's how you do it, kids. How that kid fucking sang. He actually had a pretty good voice, too. 111, you're on the air. 111.
111.
Yep, that's you.
That's me.
You.
Me.
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 Oh, okay. Well, me.
Hey, yep, you.
Wait.
You. Yep, you.
Me? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got that.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep, you.
What the fuck is this show about?
I don't know. Charlie, what's this show about?
Mole S-H-I-T.
Moving on, I think Goofy Bone's back. Goofy, what's up?
You know what? I had a personal fight with a troll in the chat room, and I told the guy, if you want to give me a call, 408-813-3969, that's the number to call.
That is dumb. I'm looking at it. Full disclosure. I'm looking at his number. That's his number. He's not shitting you.
If you got a problem with me, call me. That's all I got to say. I don't want to ruin your show any more than what these trolls have ruined your show, Vince. But if somebody wants to take it to another level, let's take it to that other level.
What trolls? What are you talking about? I haven't gotten any trolls yet. I'd love to get trolled. If you want to troll me, please do so. The number. We have a troll call-in line, too. The hotline for trolls only is 1-347-826-7667. And, and if you're a female troll, you go to the top of the line. Let's go. Oh, speaking of female trolls, we have Kishu with us. Hey, Kishu.
Hi. I'm
getting
mad. You weren't answering my call forever.
I didn't see your call. Well, your hand wasn't up. I'm not going to.
My hand was up, Nick.
I made the mistake of unmuting people without their hands up in the past, and it bit me in the ass.
I'm having a bad day.
Aw. Do you want to talk about it on the air, or do you just want to get your mic?
Yeah, I got deleted. I got banned twice in one day.
Within like an hour or something.
I think it was a pedophile. I do. I think it was Avery fucking Chacon.
Do you want to go into who that is and the backstory of why they would do this?
All you got to do is Google it. Google fucking Avery Chacon and everybody will know. I mean, he's Googleable, definitely. He's a nasty pedophile in Canada. Look at the Tech Guy Canada on YouTube. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. And, yeah. Anyways, take calls or something because I'm angry right now.
Yeah, hang on. Let's go to... area code 111. You're on the air. Hello, 111. I can hear you.
They end heroed.
Blocked number. Please talk. Okay, goodbye. Here's somebody from area code 716. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay.
Hey, Vince in the closet. What's going on, man?
Not much, bro. What's on your mind tonight?
What does it feel like to take a dick up your ass?
Well, I usually lube it up pretty good with some Vaseline, so it slides in there pretty
good. How's that good? You take two at once sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes three.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, man. So, yeah, are you going to change your name to Vince in the Closet?
No, I go by Vince in the Butt as well.
Oh,
so.
Vince in the Butt? What about?
Yeah.
Cornhole and Vince? Vince in the Sick?
Yeah. What else?
What else? Do you got AIDS?
Not today. 347-826-7667 is the number. I have Cursed24 with me. What's up, Cursed?
Hi. A bit more of a personal question for you. Have you ever tried any really powerful drugs before, like meth?
No.
Well, let me tell you a personal story. I took meth once, and it was a crazy experience. I'm kind of like dozed out right now. I'm on pot. I just fell on the floor. Everybody walked the dinosaur.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Hey, Kishu, what did you have for dinner tonight?
I actually grilled some steaks tonight. It was pretty bomb.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Get some beans and some potatoes. It was good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. That sounds delish.
I think I'm actually going to go, like, take some of the leftover steak and make some fajitas right now.
Wow, that sounds really good.
No,
sounds win. That sounds win, as the kids would say.
Yeah, I'm pretty win, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
All right, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, nothing much, bro. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing. Hey, what's up with all the haters? Like, Vince,
what haters? What haters?
Oh, that faggot with Vince in the closet or whatever. I mean, that's not nice. I mean, I'm all about peace and love. I don't think you should change your name to Vince in the closet. I mean, Vince is already gay enough as it is.
Totally.
Yeah. So, what's on your mind?
Oh, you know, there's this thing that just happened. Speaking of the gay bay, there's this new this shit that just went down today at about 7 o'clock this evening in San Jose, California, the South Bay, where it seems that the existing 110 medicinal cannabis dispensaries in San Jose are being threatened to be reduced down to only 10 after the city council voted to impose new restrictions on pot clubs. And that directly affects me and my good friend Goofy Bone, who hangs out with me. I grew up in San Jose, and I still go back there and frequent some of these establishments. And it really bums me out that the city council, I don't know where they think they get the authority and jurisdiction to limit the amount that are out there. And it turns into, it's basically just crony capitalism. It's fascism. And it really pisses me off. What's your stance? What do you think about them limiting the amount of dispensaries within the city boundaries?
You know, I don't even really have an opinion when it comes to shit like that. I don't even pay attention to politics. And
of course, you don't pay attention to shit because you're a fucking loser who hangs out on the goddamn internet chomping away on your goddamn keyboard trying to come up with something witty and cool to take down a motherfucker like me who's got fucking two wits about him, can fucking take down your ass on this fucking internet bullshit we call BTR. I don't give a shit what you think of my cavalcade of mediocrity that I call disorderly conduct, but I think you're a fucking piece of garbage. I think you're a no-talent hack troll who needs to go back to fucking college and fucking think outside the box and fucking not fucking scribble on the fucking Scantron when you're in fucking class, and fucking keep your eyes on your fucking own paper, you fucking piece of garbage. Now I'm going to take a break, you fucking ungrateful pieces of shit, and I'm going to fucking give you a taste of what I give the ladies on a fucking nightly, okay? And it's a little thing called VITB, and it's not Vince in the butt, unless they want it there. It's Vince in the bay, you fucking piece of garbage. Why don't you go back to fucking high school or get your GED? Because I'm fucking tired of your fucking bullshit, all right? Go home.
we're gonna go ahead to the next caller.
That's Vince in the Bay.
Hi, Vincent.
It's Vince in the Bay. Just Vince is fine.
Vince? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been meaning to swing by for some time, and I'm glad I've got the opportunity now to be here with you ladies. You're both so lovely and talented, and I love the lineup of writers you've presented thus far. I really enjoy the content of a lot of this writing. It's very inspiring. I myself am not a writer, but I am very fond of reciting erotic poetry. And I thought I'd just swing through and share a quick little piece that I enjoy. I found this online as I was just kind of cruising around and thought of you guys and thought I'd stop in and share it with you. This piece is called Rapture by Karen Schaefer.
Okay.
This is a place for us that no one else can enter. It's a place that holds no secrets, only beauty, peace, understanding. A place that we come to thinking we are one, only to have our souls fused together for yet just a moment. And in that moment, I know you. Every pore, every pulse, every thought, every fear. And I love you more and more. I feel myself laid bare before you. And yet I feel content, joyous that you are with me, loving me in my nakedness. And that's that piece. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
I like that piece.
Me too.
It's beautiful. Short to the point. I enjoy that.
I enjoy it too, yeah.
You have a nice voice,
it was
too.
It was a quickie, you know?
Sometimes quickies are great, you know,
yeah.
For the moment,
you know,
that's what it's about.
Yeah, it's all
you
good.
You know, but thank you so much for sharing, you know.
I appreciate it,
ladies.
That's
a very nice piece.
Yeah.
You're
a pretty nice piece yourself there, sister. I really enjoy the program. Huge fan. And I guess I'll just listen to the rest of the show in the chat. Thanks.
Okay, wonderful. Do you want to let people know where they may be able to read some of your work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate
okay.
that. Thank you. I go by Vince in the Bay on Blog Talk Radio. I have a show. Yeah, Vince in the Bay. I do a show every night about 9 p.m. Pacific during the week. And then the weekends I do it later. Like tonight I'm doing it at 10, and so I'm doing it an hour from now. And, if your listeners want to come by, just look me up on BTR. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay.
Okay. Well,
all right,
thank you, Ben.
Toodle.
All right.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Skype caller, you're on the air. What you got?
Hey. It's Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay in the building.
Hello, Don Nicolione. It's so good to be with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. What's up? What you got for us?
I have to give you major props for shutting down your Facebook. That's awesome. You want to make sure that you delete all the content from your Facebook page before you shut it down, though, because you know that Facebook caches everything, and all you have to do is sign back into your Facebook after you've supposedly deleted it, and it will restore everything. So if you want to make a clean break, I would say go in, dump all your photos, dump all your blogs, defriend everybody.
Damn, I gotta defriend people.
Yeah, you gotta go in there and surgically just unplug everything.
Oh, that's why they make it hard for a nigga to get off that shit, because you
right.
gotta
they
do
want,
a whole,
they want
you gotta pack up and move. You literally gotta get boxes of damn U-Haul truck and shit and tape.
Right.
Newspaper. Damn, Vince, that's a whole lot of, that's like really fucking moving and packing up. I'll never do that shit again. I swear to God, I never join another. See, I never joined Black Planet, MySpace, or none of that other stupid shit. You know, they making it really complicated for a nigga to get out the Matrix. No, I'm getting out that mug.
More power to you, Don. I love Twitter. I'm a Twitter fucking freak. But I know it's not.
Vince,
it's
you
not
know there's no cussing on my
tea.
Show.
I'm sorry? Oh, my
there's
bad.
There's no cussing on my show.
Oh, my bad.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The gay bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
I don't get down like that.
Vince is a slob troll.
That's right.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Fence, fence, fence.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, but like me.
Weird. Where's one eye?
I'm a troll and a liar.
We're on the network.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Kitties, I'm back. I'm on my back. I'm back. I got 20 minutes to go, 23 minutes to be exact. And I'm here with FRD and Kishu. And we're kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome with you. I appreciate all the love in the chit chat room. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick little glance in there and see what's. See what's going down over there. I haven't taken a look in there in a while. Oh, let's see. Okay, let me open this window here. Holy shit. The fuck is that? Oh, shit. Bad idea. Let me do this then. How about we do a little roll call? I haven't done a roll call in this hour. This is going to be fun. This is better than tongue twisters.
It's about that time.
Troll army. You know, if you trolls want a real assignment, I will give you a serious assignment. Like, if you want to put your trolling to good use, I have some city council members I'd love to introduce you to. I have all their emails, and I have all their phone numbers. These are the crony capitalists, the fascists, if you will, who are perverting our society. And speaking of perverts, I am perverting the airwaves tonight with FRD and Kishu. FRD's out of the 420 Grindhouse crew. Kishu's out of the BWC. Hey, FRD, why don't you plug 420 Grindhouse real quick?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to force me to, I will, but...
Well, we're not going to have time for it later because there's a lot of calls. So really quick, in a nutshell, give us a 30-second spiel about 420 Grindhouse and what people can do to check it out.
Yeah, you can catch us at blogtalkradio.com/RoyOrbison. And we'll be right there pretty much Monday through Friday. We pretty much fuck off on Saturdays, and we don't do any shows on Sundays either.
Perfect. I'm there. If I can wake up in time, I'm there for the Wake and Bake. I think it's the best show you guys do.
Yeah, I do too. I got to hand it to Hot Janelle. Hot Janelle gets it together. She gets it up, gets it going, and packs
it. She gets it up. She certainly gets it up. Right on. Cool. And also I have with me Kishu. She's out of the BWC. Kishu, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you're what's going on? What's new with the BWC and Dick Burns Presents?
you know, Dick Burns is right now he's doing a blog that he's been working really hard on. I believe it's X Dick X Burns. Hold on, let me find it. But it's like a blogspot thing. But he's been doing that on his Twitter, and he's getting ready to do a show pretty soon. I just don't know when it's gonna be. He's getting a bunch of stuff together. But yeah, it's X Dick X Burns X .blogspot.com. And it's pretty fun over there. His little blog. So at least check that shit out. And as for the BWC, you know, just exposing pedophiles and trolling hard like always.
Mm-hmm. You know, the ghost loves the BWC. Don't you? Don't
love the BWC.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghost, you love the BWC, don't you, Ghost?
All I'm trying to do is put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold,
right.
I've got Bill Wagner crew, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
Yeah, so there it is. Vince in the Bay, taking calls 347-826-7667. Join me now. Area code 111, you're on the air. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Zonde, how are you?
Who?
Hey, Zonde, I sang Chocolate Rain.
I have no idea what you said, but welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Did you know that on the 4th month, on the 19th, 2011, Skynet became self-aware?
No, I did not know that. That's wild, wacky stuff.
Humanity is doomed.
Okay. What else?
Ooh, I have a chocolate red penis. Would you like to see it?
You know what I have? Well, I'll tell you what I have. I'm here in San Francisco in the Bay Area, and here we got some of that radioactivity that seeped over here after that tsunami took out that reactor over there, and it leaked out all that radioactive waste and swept it out to sea. Well, it swept it out to the Pacific Ocean, and it made it out here to the San Francisco Bay Area. And it found its way into circulation, into everyday society and the drinking water and food and you name it. So now I'm seeing the side effects starting to surface. I now have orange testicles. All the hair on my balls fell out too. That was kind of weird. I have a visual extra inch now. I used to have a really big bush down there. And now, thanks to this new radioactivity that has engulfed my genitalia, all of my pubes have fallen off. I didn't even have to shave, so I got that extra visual inch. There used to be a bush there, it's gone. So now I have my cock's only like 6.5 inches maybe, and now that I have no hair down there, it looks like I have like a 7-inch cock or 8-inch cock. It's crazy. But I also have the additional problem of the orange testicles. And the other problem is that my penis is always erect. It's like perma Viagra. I don't need Viagra. Thanks, Japan. Appreciate it. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I have a lot of people on the line with blocked numbers. It seems to me that people aren't quite grasping this whole concept of the 111, area code 111. Now, when I say area code 111, what I'm saying, I'm calling out a blocked caller. So if you don't realize that your number's blocked, if your number's blocked, most likely you're a 111. So blocked caller / area code 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, who's this?
Yeah, my name is Jonathan Diaz. They call me the Gucci Man. I'm 21 and not a virgin.
Yeah, what's up? What's on your mind tonight, dude?
No, I just want to share that with my homies and shit.
Damn is right. He's gone. All right, area code 716. You're on the air.
Yo, man, Vince in the boat. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, bro. What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Fucking listening to your faggot ass.
Well, that's too bad. Nothing else going on tonight, I guess.
Vince in the butt, yo. Vince in the ass. Vince in the fag. You're gay. Nigger.
These people are idiots.
No shit, guys.
Nigger. Vince in the closet, you're gay. Nigger.
All right, kids. I love all the variations of Vince in the something. It's really amazing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and... collect all of the Vince in the blank submissions that you guys made. Anyways, it's time for roll call. This is the time where I spotlight the chit chatters, the valiant sovereign individuals who have serviced me in the chat or servicing me in other regards. I appreciate your service and your servicing. Talking about you, 4chan Trollmaster, Anonymous 2345, Austin, B7, Barrel Roll Guy, Beachbound 55, Bo, Charlie Sheen's Pregnant, Creme de la Creme. Aw, Creme de la Creme, I love you. I love you. I love you. She's so beautiful. Faggots and Dicks, Fat Red Dragon, Forgetsy, Forest, Freemason 12, Friday 80, George Orwell, Godwrath 1, Goofy Bone, Goro, bunch of guest listeners. Jesus Christ, a lot of fucking guest listeners. What else do we got here? Enoki, Hugh G. Rection. Herder, Jimmy Michelson, Kishu, Lil Old Man Boy, -1, Nyan, Patty Come Home, Philo Platt, Shiny Fry, Sleazy Buddha, The Grifter, Thurbs. That's a good one, Thurbs. That was a good one. I know what you guys do with these. You fucking come up with shit that I fucking can't pronounce, and that was close. Thurbs. Thundercock. Speaking of Thundercock, my cock is now erect. Well, wait a second. It's always erect. Thundercock. Your Mom's Fun Zone. Yuri. And a bunch more guests. That's cool. Right on. I appreciate the love. You guys are great. So love it. Freemason 12, I am not mad. I am not mad at all. I love you, Freemason 12. And I'm accepting anonymous messages as well. We did that last night. Nobody sent me any anonymous messages. And a lot of fucking idiots couldn't put two and two together and figure out that the only thing you do for an anonymous message is you just send me. You send me a personal message, but you title it as an anonymous message. I can't fucking talk. It's a tongue twister. Charlie chooses cheese and cherries. Whatever. Send me an anonymous message, or you can also you can email me. Sure, why not? Email me at vincentthebay@gmail.com. I'll read those. Email me. All right, let's see. Jimmy Michelson says, are you mad? No, I'm not mad. That's not an anonymous message. You have to title it an anonymous message or else I won't, or else I'll say your name. The grifter says, Vince, why are you so mad? I'm not mad. I'm going to get mad if you keep asking me, though, if I'm mad. Can you please give a shout out to Iran? We can't hear. We can't call here. Vince, shout out to Iran. Yuri, big shouts out to Yuri in Iran. Hang in there, brother. Hang in there, brother. Hold it tight. Shouts out to all the listeners in Iran. That's cool. Freemason 12, I love you. You're not. I know. I'm not mad. Certainly not mad at you. I like Freemason 12. Oh man, who else do we got here? Some of these I can't. Some of these are blank. You guys purposely make them blank. You guys are fucking crazy. You kids, you're nuts. You're nuts, you kids. I tell you, you're nuts. You're overloading me here. Okay, let's see. How do magnets work? They don't. Magnets don't never worked for me. I don't know why people are so enamored with them. Sleazy buddy says, why are you mad? I'm not mad, dude. I'm not mad. I was just disappointed in that caller. I was really disappointed more than anything. Sounded like I was mad, though, didn't it? That was pretty good, huh? Grifter wants to know ASL. Grifter, my ASL is... I got to remember what ASL is. and my ASL is 37, almost 38. Yes, please. And San Francisco. That red dragon wants a troll. Let me see. I don't know if I have any trolls. Let's see. 111, you're on the air. Hello, 111. Hey there. Hello.
That's my meal.
I guess.
Can you please put a shoe on my head?
What?
And I love cheese pizza.
No, slow down, motherfucker. What are you trying to say? Just get it out in a regular fucking accent. What are you trying to say, you dumb fuck? Say it. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what? What do you want, you fucking dipshit? Say it. You're on the fucking air. This is your 15
seconds
of fame.
He's gone, bro. He's gone. Chill. He's gone. Let's try it. We got one more person. Let's try this person. Area code 716. You're on the air.
Vince in the butt, man.
What's up, bro?
Nigger. You're a fucking nigger. Fuck you. You're a nigger. Fuck you.
Fuck
you. You're garbage. You suck. Your show sucks. You're
dude,
a fail.
Really? That's
you're
all
nigger.
You got.
You're a nigger,
that's
dude.
What you come up with?
You're a fucking faggot. Put a shoe on your head.
Wow.
Put a shoe on your head.
When's the last time you opened up a book, motherfucker? Seriously. Just sit down.
You mad,
for a second.
Bro? You mad?
No, I'm not. I'm not mad.
You mad?
I feel
why
terrible
you mad?
For you, dude. I feel
why
terrible.
Why you mad, bro?
For
you. You're so mad, man.
Because you flipped chicken burgers at McDonald's, dude.
Why you mad? You mad? Your show sucks.
Vince in the
butt.
It's not his show. You're not even talking to Vince in the Bay, dude. You were talking to FRD. You weren't even talking to Vince in the Bay. Hey, FRD, apparently my voice and your voice must sound very, very similar. I don't know.
They must. I don't know. Chicken burgers and shredded lettuce for that motherfucker. That's all he's getting for the rest of his life.
Hey, Kishu, can you just settle something for me? Do you think FRD and I sound the same?
You don't sound anything alike.
I don't think so either. I don't feel like... I think we have our own distinctive characteristics and tonal structure and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I think... You know what? I think these retards, they can't wrap their head around the fact that they heard a voice with Debbie Daly last night, and it was Vince in the Bay. And then tonight they heard a voice with Debbie Daly, and they thought, oh, this must be Vince in the Bay.
Oh,
and
same guy.
It's a male voice with Debbie Daly. Every male retard that gets on that show must be Vince in the Bay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Nothing. Let's take calls. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. And we got a 111. You're on with Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
You.
Yep. 347-826-7667. We got a caller here from area code 716. You're on with Vince in the Bay, FRD, and Kishu. Hello, 716.
Go ahead, dumbass. This is your moment.
You're mad, dude. You're so mad.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just sick of you guys bringing weak-ass fucking attempts. I mean, seriously, bring something, you dumb fuck. Seriously.
You guys are fucking fags, dude. Oh, I got a radio show on the fucking some failed website no one's heard about that all people do is eat from people from E-Bomb's World troll on. You're garbage.
What's E-Bomb? Wait, hang on a second. What's E-Bomb's
what?
World? Tell me E-Bomb's what
E-Bomb's World?
Yeah,
this is where all the trolls are from, bro.
I don't know what that is.
This is where all the trolls are from, bro. E-Bomb's World. Go there.
Oh, right on. Well, plug it, dude. Tell me the website. I want to check it out. See what the
E-Bomb'sWorld.com. Are you fucking retarded? Go there. Fucking listen. It's E-Bomb's World. It's not
for
that
all
hard.
I know,
oh, bro.
All
look
I know,
at the chat. People will probably...
For all I know, some asshole stole ebombsworld.com and they have to go with ebombsworldonline.com or ebombsworldisthebest.com. You know how it goes. There's fucking internet pirates I'm not even going to get into it. It's just not worth it. Anywho, Kishu, are you still there?
What's up? I am still here, definitely.
Oh, all right. I'm glad you're here, honey. Well, you know, kids, there's only a couple minutes left to go, so I'm going to say goodbye here in a second. Before we go, FRD, any final thoughts?
I'm just so disappointed, you know. Nobody's bringing you anything. It's just a bunch of trolls and, what's the other word? Oh, yeah, idiots.
Okay. And Kishu, what would you like to say to the folks out there before we say goodbye?
You know, check out Dick Burns Blogspot, xdickxburns, xburns.blogspot.com. Check it out. Good stuff.
That's what's up. And troll guy who's still hanging out from 716.
Kishu, tits or GTFO? I gotta say.
Apparently, there's a thread right now that I'm trying to find where I apparently have been ducked and my tits are on the internet now. And that's another reason why I'm raging at the moment.
Kishu, I think
so
you're
trying
probably
to find
fat.
This shit,
probably
I'm
fat
and ugly. Yeah,
are
I
you
know.
A trap?
I have a huge penis, too. I have a fucking huge penis. I'm definitely a trap. I'm so mad right now. I want to find this thread and I can't find it. I'm raging. Vince is not mad, but the Kishu is very mad.
What are you mad about?
Oh, apparently my fucking tits are on fucking 4chan right now.
Show me the link. I want to see the link. I've seen your tits. I can verify.
It's
if you send it to me, I'll verify.
Oh, okay. Here's the thread. Let me look.
Yeah, paste it in the... Paste it in the chat.
Oh, those niggers.
Really? They got it?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
No. No, it's not me. It's not me.
Ah. Well, I want to see the... I want to see the thread anyway, so send it to me, okay?
Okay.
But thanks for coming out. I appreciate
you guys,
it, hon. What?
They won tonight, definitely.
Who won tonight?
Everyone won. But me. I had a bad day, nigger.
Aw. Hang in there. Tomorrow's another day. The sun will rise again, and you know it'll be a new, fresh start, a new beginning.
This is true.
All right, honey. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I have one more caller here from 408. You're on the air.
What's up, Vince?
Hey, real quick, Goof. We got 20 seconds. What's up?
Happy 420, everyone.
Right,
and
sharks. That's right, motherfuckers. Sharks, happy 420. It's Vince in the Bay. I appreciate everybody and all the love. Check me out tomorrow night. I'll be back on again. I don't know what time, but I'll be on around this time tomorrow night. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Send me emails. I'll read them on air tomorrow night. It's Vince in the Bay at vinceinthebay@gmail.com. vinceinthebay@gmail.com. All right, peace out, you fucking losers.
Barrel roll. Anyway.